Welcome to IndieCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great emerging music. We are outdoors. For those of you who keep records, this is episode 146. And we've got a stack of great music for you today. We're going to start off with The Dance.
Gonna ride. ride alone tonight. Gonna stay the demons in my way. So now I know the feeling's right. The cause of freedom's here to stay. Gonna ride alone tonight. They will know the battle's all been won. Faith no longer out of sight. My heart pointing to the sun. Yeah, I said courage. Won't you come out to play? Come out to play. I've been living it down again. But I'ma bring it back someday. I said courage. Won't you come out to play? Come out to play. I've been living it down again. I'm gonna need to call your friends. So here's the hope that I find you along the way. Yeah. And if I take it all for granted, I could throw it all away. So I wanna leave the world better when I'm gone. And I know the morning after will bring another day. So this is my revival song. It's my revival song. Yeah. Oh, I said courage. Won't you come out to play? Won't you come out to play? I'm living it down again, but I'ma bring it back someday. Say courage. Won't you come out to play? Come out to play. I'm living it down again. Well, I'ma bring it back someday. Say courage. Won't you come out to play? Come out to play. I'm living it down again. I'm gonna need to call your friends. So here's the hope that I find you along the way.
Song is called Star 98.
Yeah.
Songwriting in here obviously has some maturity, and kudos to you. We opened up with Star 98 and a rhyming Alaska with Bastard. Nice work. Very beautiful.
Thanks. I like the imperfect rhyme.
Yeah, me too. I really have a problem with when people go with the first idea that comes to them, right, instead of searching a little further, but
yeah, I think people might be surprised at how much work I put into the lyrics.
I can tell.
My father is an English teacher, and my mother was an artist, and I had read a lot of great books by the time I was 12, and yeah. I've really been writing my whole life. And this is my third album, two Jack Tripper albums,
yeah,
where I really kind of the Jack Tripper stuff goes all over the place,
yeah,
and some places that now I wouldn't go, but it's all part of the process of learning, you know, and trying to improve and develop your own aesthetic and your own writing style.
Now, we talked earlier after the Bovine show, you were saying that you were really processing a lot of darkness in this record. Is that right?
Yeah. One of the reasons I moved out here was to quit drugs and drinking. And that might have kept me from progressing in my career even further, you know, mm-hmm. especially at a certain point. I think I was going pretty good for a while. And then just due to the inactivity, I started to, lost control of my life there.
Yeah.
And another reason to, I actually moved to Hamilton first.
Yeah.
And then hung out there for about 5 months. And then I moved into Kensington Market in downtown Toronto. And, been 2 years straight edge, as they call it. And,
yeah.
You know, getting my my cognitive abilities are returning.
Second life.
Toronto will sharpen you up.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of honking horns in this town, you know, metaphorically and literally, you know.
Yeah. Any shout-outs?
Ted Hawkins has been helping me a lot, and that was him singing drums with me. And he didn't even know he was doing this till about 2 minutes ago. So
yep.
He did a great job. This is called Brass and Gold.
Sometimes brass and sometimes gold. Sometimes brass and sometimes gold. In 48 hours change. I settle for nothing or lose myself. So it goes, no one knows. so it goes. No one knows. Listen to the radio, some love song. Sometimes pressing, sometimes gold. Sometimes pressing, sometimes gold. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Nothing could stop it, nothing could. Not right or wrong, bind it. Cast a spell, feel it still. Cast a spell, the fever still. Listen to the stereo, some rock song. Sometimes pressing, sometimes gold. Sometimes pressing, sometimes.
Information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.
Just kidding. For those of you who are longtime listeners, the sound of Ingrid usually sounds the end of IndieCan Radio, but that was just how episode 82 ended, with a little more Sean Ashby. Sean's on the road right now, and right now for us is nearing the end of summer. We're outdoors recording this episode, enjoying the last of Canadian sunshine. Well, who knows? You never know what the fall will hold in store. But enjoying it today anyway. And I believe Sean is out west. Maybe at the time of recording anyway, it could be Alberta. Somewhere out there. And if you're out there and you don't know Sean Ashby, well, you know him a little better now. See him live. If he's got his whole band with him, it's a real rock and roll show. And he's got his experience goes deep. He's played with Sarah McLachlan, of course, Jack Tripper, and he's a much sought after session guy. Live guy, and his own show is definitely worth seeing. I really like him. Justin Hines before that, a song called Courage. There's a video for that coming out, which I know a little bit about. And this is an interesting guy that I'm just getting to know, and you can find out more about him online. And we kicked off with The Danks. Who's afraid of The Danks? So hope you like that start off set. And we are again doing a little more of our memories of XM Street Front Studio. Sean Ashby was recorded there. We'll have some more of that later in the show, and of course some brand new music as well. Who knows where you're listening to this from or what time of year you're listening. I know just looking at our August listeners, a lot of people from the USA, good to have you, American cousins, China, Great Britain, Australia, Germany, Iran, India, and of course Canadian listeners as well. South America, they're always tuning in. And we're flattered that you care, so thanks for listening. And it seems that you're telling your friends, because more people seem to be tuning in. So I guess we're doing something right, and it probably has more to do with the music than me. And so let's get right back to it. I've got some more of that Live at IndyCan stuff coming up, so we don't get too trapped in nostalgia here. Here's something new to IndyCan. This is Rough Skeletons.
My name is Jay Slasik from the Besnard Lakes.
Hi, I'm Olga Gorius from the Besnard Lakes, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
Come on, Kevin.
Baby, I've got some words for you. When you get up in the afternoon, you're not at home. You wrote them alone, so I've come
happy with the product.
We haven't seen it.
You haven't seen
we
it
We haven't. Yet, no, we get we just got it emailed to us today, so the second we get out of this studio, we're going to run and find the computer and watch the final cut, I guess. Almost final cut.
Almost final cut.
Yeah. Wow, that's that's pretty cool. People can listen to the song and imagine what the video will look like.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
They can imagine us wearing 50s blue tuxedos and looking damn sexy.
Yeah, and they can create their own storyline, you know, whatever their mind, wherever their mind takes them.
That's so West Coast.
And you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
The Painted Birds, some of you might remember them. They were in Toronto for North by Northeast. We captured a lot of people traveling through town at XM Studio. And Yeah, we had some fun there. And, of course, last show we covered a bunch of the artists that were featured there, that we featured there. And there's just one more to go, actually. On deck next will be Angie Nussi. But let's get through what we've covered here. Before Painted Birds from Vancouver was Edmonton's Wet Secrets, Montreal's Besnard Lakes. That kind of puts me in a Polaris Music Prize kind of mood. That's coming up, and looking forward to that. They're moving it from the Phoenix to the Masonic Temple. A little bit of change there. It should be good. And other things we're looking forward to bringing to you. The Toronto International Film Festival is one of these events that puts the world's eye on Toronto. And during that is the Canadian Music Cafe, which is 3 days. They've got five artists playing every day. To music supervisors for movies, which I think is a great idea. Jets Overhead is going to be here. We're going to talk to them. We played them last week. And a whole lineup of great artists, and we'll be talking to you more about that in the coming weeks. Indie Week is coming to Toronto, and we'll get Daryl Hirst on here to tell us what to expect. Of course, Pop Montreal, Halifax Pop Explosion, the Western Canadian Music Awards are coming up. Anyway, there's going to be plenty of time for that. I've got some brand new artists for you, but first let's get to Angie Nussi, who is part of episode 122.
The song is called I Used To.
Concerned, I was never more wrong. Should have seen it from the get-go. We didn't tell each other lies. It wouldn't feel right. And besides, avoiding topics works just as well. Has it occurred to you? I realize what I put you through. It was all about a voice. Now from the outside, I can see I burned you and your pride. I thought I didn't have the choice. So when you ask me if I have regrets, I do, I do. And when you ask me if this is the best it gets, I wish I knew, I wish I knew. If you ask me if I fear that I'm being insincere, if you ask me if I ever think it through, I used to. For us both to fall. I swore I loved you from the start and always will, and I would never take those words away. There's no better man, that's why it's hard to understand. I still can't stay. So when you ask me if I have regrets, I do, I do. And when you ask me if this is the best it gets, I wish I. All apart, we can turn it upside down, we can throw it in the laundry. Your strength and beauty stands alone, so far above me and my own. What I have given you is far less than what you have me. You took my hands, held me up, and let me stand when I thought no one had a chance. I swore I loved you from the start and always will. We were far beyond romance. So when you ask me,
how do you know when a song's a guitar song or a piano song, and do some of them struggle to find their way?
I think for me, because I start on the instrument usually, then it ends up being whatever it's supposed to be. There's one time where I took a piano song. It was called Paint and Turpentine. And we changed it in the studio instead to just guitar without the piano. And I miss that piano every time I hear the song now.
Yeah.
I'm like, it was meant for piano.
Yeah.
So, and if it's, I mean, more recently, I've been trying to work with poetry that I've already written and just put it into music. And whenever I do that, it's always got to be piano. Like, that's
no
for
kidding.
Me, at
that's
least.
Just how it comes out, eh?
Yeah, there's no, there seems to be never a question.
But certainly, like the song I used to, it's got this really cool syncopation to it. I mean, that's one. I mean, it's got a good rhyme scheme and that sort of thing, but there's just, it has this cadence. It just sort of dances along.
The guitar songs sound totally different than the piano. It's strange how the instrument does sort of dictate what kind of song you're going to write. Like, I end up being a lot tougher. I'm a lot more tough on guitar. Like, I'll whereas piano, I seem to have a softer side.
You could have waited, 'cause I would have gotten better. Would have come to you with vigor. You'd have never seen me down. I would have been polished. I would have been rested. I would have been all the things it takes for your time to be invested. But you took me.
That is the Pretty Faces, Inch by Inch. Before the Pretty Faces, Top Johnny, and we're going out in style with Remedy. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week on IndieCan Radio.
Paranoid news. I'll get some takeout.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indiecan.com.